The National Cotton Council continues to advocate with Senate and House members on the need for cotton and textile-specific language in the next COVID relief package that will direct the Department of Agriculture to assist cotton textile mills and merchandisers, along with parameters for support to crop producers. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us to talk about his expectations for the negotiations.
At this point, negotiators indicate that they are still significantly apart on a number of the major issues that need to be addressed in order for a final package to be agreed to. However, we're hopeful that the pressure is such that it is going to force agreement in the coming weeks and that hopefully we could see something move through Congress by next week at the latest. Specific to the agriculture provisions in this next COVID relief package, the Cotton Council is continuing to push for our industry to develop recommendations that would provide assistance to producers, but also to merchandisers and textile manufacturers. However, the language that was included in the initial Senate Republican proposal was much more general in nature and essentially just covered producers and processors by providing an extra $20 billion to USDA. Again, the National Cotton Council and our industry members are continuing to push for as specific of the language as possible to try to ensure USDA provides the support that is needed. But at this point, the negotiations are focused on other top-line issues, and it doesn't seem that there's much discussion or focus on the agriculture components at this point, and that's likely to come later in the negotiations once they get closer to reaching a final agreement.